Looking at our world from a theological perspective. This is the Theology Central Podcast, making theology central.
Good afternoon, everyone. It is Thursday, October the 26th, 2023. It is currently 1:04 p.m. Central Time, and I am coming to you live from the Theology Central studio, located right here in Abilene, Texas. Now, there are times I sit down in front of this microphone and I'm excited. There's times I sit down and I cannot wait to share with you a Bible study exercise or a Bible pop quiz or a devotional message or a theological discussion or church history. But there are other times I sit down in front of this microphone and I dread what I'm about to do. I don't want to do it. I try to talk myself out of it. I convince myself it's a waste of time. And if I'm honest, it is a waste of time. Maybe the reality is there's certain things I can talk about and a good portion of the Christian world doesn't care to hear it. And it will have no impact on them, no matter how much information I give them. I think there's an element of Christianity that they just don't care, I hate to say this, about truth or facts. They claim they do, but the reality, they do not. Now, all of this stems from, the reason I'm even doing this is because I continue to put forth this hypothesis. I will put it forth as a hypothesis because I'm more than willing to be shown or proven that I am wrong. But my overarching philosophy and hypothesis is that a good portion of the American church has been so politically hijacked, so politically corrupted, that it no longer really is a part of historical biblical Christianity. It's more in line with the Republican Party, with Trump supporters, with Trump, with conservative Republicanism versus Christianity. And I believe that that's a major problem. Now, I know anytime I say that, someone's already typing an email. Well, what about progressive Christians? And what about liberals? And what about the LGBTQ? And oh no, what? And it's like, I started talking about what about them? Because most of that doesn't even claim to be anywhere closely connected to historical biblical Christianity. They abandoned Christianity theologically way before they embraced all of the more liberal political ideas. I am talking about churches and Christians who claim to be followers of Jesus Christ, believe the Bible's the inerrant, inspired word of God. They believe Jesus Christ died on the cross for our sins, was buried, rose the third day, and ascended to the right hand of the Father, from which he will come to judge the living and the dead. They believe some of the basic historical Christian facts. However, somehow, I guess Jesus wasn't enough, Christianity wasn't enough, because the next thing you know, it's like they are all about politics and being a conservative and fighting culture wars and go Trump, go Trump, go Trump, go Trump, Fox News, Fox News, Fox News, Newsmax, Sean Hannity, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson. What? And it's like, what has happened? That's the world I continue to try to speak to and try to wake up and go, you have corrupted Christianity with your politics, and you've created, and you're following a Christianity that's not historical biblical Christianity, but is a modern day American Christian nationalism that is so politically corrupt that it is not gospel. It is not Christianity. Stop talking like you get your talking points from Fox News and start acting like someone who reads their Bible. And I've been greatly bothered how that many Christians will follow conservative media right over a cliff. They will listen to it as if it's fact. It seems like Christians no longer have this idea. Wait, take every thought captive. Verify. Seek truth. Right. And at the same time, we do not bear false witness and we put away lies and we speak the truth. God hates lying lips and all, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You think that Christians would be the ones who would be use biblical wisdom and biblical discernment, not to be deceived, not trafficking and wild speculation and conspiracy theories. But there's a branch of Christianity that is so much following this mindset that I don't know what to do. And so recently, a former attorney for Donald Trump, Sidney Powell, confessed and took a plea deal, accepted responsibility and guilt. She was charged. And we found out that all the things that she had claimed in the past were not true about the election being stolen and all of the claims that she made. She took a plea deal not to go to jail. She's going to testify against Donald Trump. But everything, all of her nonsense has proven to be false. And now she has pleaded guilty and she's taken a plea deal. So we talked about it. I played the broadcast that I aired years ago about the situation. I can literally go back to the archives and just play one program after another that I talked about these things in the past. And you know what? And guess what? All of the people who argued with me back then that Sidney Powell was telling the truth and that Satan had blinded my eyes and that a Christian filled with the Holy Spirit should have enough discernment to understand that the election was stolen by a satanic, you know, cabal who's trying to overthrow. And none of those people came back to apologize. Not one. Not one single person came back and said, man, I got that all wrong. Not one. And I didn't expect it because they're just moving on to probably their next conspiracy theory and their next lie that they're believing. So I thought I made my point. Let's move on. But then the news broke that another Donald Trump legal advisor, another Donald Trump attorney has pled guilty. And this one was of great interest to me because this one was Jenna Ellis. Jenna Ellis. Now, if you don't know her, you may not keep up with certain Christian media, but Jenna Ellis, let me find it here. The Jenna Ellis Show is a part of the Salem Podcast Network. Now, the Salem Podcast Network is a part of Salem Media Group. Here is a little bit about Salem from salemmedia.com. About Salem, America's leading media company serving the nation's Christian and conservative communities. Salem Media claims to be a leading media company serving the nation's Christian and conservative communities. Now, you would think a company that's trying to serve the Christian community, that those Christians who listen to anything produced by Salem Media would expect people who tell the truth, speak the truth, look for truth, and acknowledge when they're wrong. Obviously, there's going to be mistakes made. Obviously, they're human beings. Obviously, they're sinners. But you would think Salem Media would try to traffic with, you know, hosts who sit behind a microphone who do their very best to present the truth, constantly research, and when they don't have the right evidence, they say so, or they come back and go, hey, I said this and I was wrong, you would think. Well, Jenna Ellis, guess what? She has a show, a part of the Salem Media Group. Here's a little bit about the Jenna Ellis Show, or a little bit about her. Jenna Ellis is a constitutional attorney and served as the senior legal advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, a Trump advisor board member and personal counsel to President Donald J. Trump. She is the chairwoman of the Election Integrity Alliance. I'm sorry, I have to laugh right there. The Election Integrity Alliance, special counsel for the Thomas More Society, and a Newsmax contributor. All right. She is also the author of The Legal Basis for a Moral Constitution, a Colorado native and evangelical Christian. She previously taught the legal studies program and founded the award-winning Moot Court program as a professor at Colorado Christian University. Miss Ellis holds a BA in technical journalism from Colorado State University and a JD from the University of Richmond T.C. Williams School of Law. Now, so Jenna Ellis claims to be a Christian. Not calling into question her claim. Okay, she professes to be a Christian. She has a program called the Jenna Ellis Show. She was all Trump, 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 Trump. The election was stolen. The election was stolen kind of person. And now she's pleaded guilty. Here's a couple of reports. Oh, and I have audio as well. Here's a couple of reports about Jenna Ellis. Here's number one. A former senior legal advisor to Donald Trump, Jenna Ellis, pleaded guilty to a felony, abiding and abetting false statements in a Fulton County, Georgia court Tuesday. The admission comes in the wake of indictments against other Trump-affiliated attorneys, Sidney Powell, Kenneth Chesbro, who also pleaded guilty in Georgia last week, dodging jail by flipping on the former president. Ellis, Powell, Chesbro, and 17 other defendants, including Trump himself, were indicted for conspiring to defraud Georgians of a free and fair election. The courtroom saw Ellis with a smug smile on her face for most of the hearing, shedding tears only as she stood to address the court. With a solemn tone, she admitted in the frantic pace of attempting to raise challenges to the election in several states, including Georgia, I failed to do my due diligence. Ellis' plea now requires her to testify truthfully against other Georgia defendants. This came after she raised more than $250,000 online for her legal defense when it became clear that Trump would not be footing the bill. So Trump didn't come to her assistance. Trump didn't. But of course, there were probably some good Christians who contributed $215,000 for her to have a legal defense because she promoted lies. What is wrong? I don't get it. I don't get it. You can be a Christian ministry begging for money. No. Hey, but just go support Trump and tell lies and people will throw down $215,000 to help support you. There's a part of Christianity that is so broken right now. I don't even know. I don't recognize it. I don't know. Post-Trump presidency, Ellis transitioned into a conservative pundit, and they go back into a little bit of her history, things that she has said, things that, you know, she has talked about. Okay, all right, now I think there's another story here. Here's another one. Now listen to this story. Guilty pleas from ex-Trump attorney let me read this again. Okay. Guilty pleas from ex-Trump attorneys deal blow to right-wing media outlets that amplified election lies. So these guilty pleas from Trump attorneys have dealt a blow, according to this article, to right-wing media outlets that amplified election lies. I'm going to tell you they did not deal a blow to these right-wing media outlets. Whether it's Salem Media Group, Fox News, Newsmax, it did not do anything to them. Because you know what happens? When the evidence comes out that they were all liars, when Fox had to pay $750 million for their lies, guess what? They just go radio silent on those platforms so that the listeners who only live inside that bubble don't even really know what happened. They probably don't even know Sidney Powell pled guilty. Oh, and they may talk about it briefly, but it's going to be quick. And they're going to move on. The fact that Fox News had to pay $750 million for their lies. Do you think people keep watching Fox care? They don't care. They don't care that they were lied to. They don't care that they were manipulated. They don't care because many, and again, people who are not Christians, I'm not talking to them. It's the Christians who say, I love truth and I love Jesus. And yet, it's like they've got a huge drink in front of them with a giant straw and they're just drinking in all of the right-wing media manipulation, lies, and propaganda. And then they mix it with their Christianity. But this article goes on to say this. It's raining guilty pleas in Trump world. Jenna Ellis, the Salem media host who served as one of Donald Trump's 2020 campaign attorneys, pleaded guilty on Tuesday. Give me one sec at the article. What happened to my article? Okay, here we go. All of a sudden, my article wanted to change. All right, here we go. Jenna Ellis, the Salem media host who served as one of Donald Trump's 2020 campaign attorneys, pleaded guilty on Tuesday to a felony charge for aiding and abetting false statements in the Georgia election subversion case. Her plea deal, the third in the last week, followed those from notorious election conspiracy theorist Sidney Powell and fake electors artist Kenneth Chesebro, I think is how you say his name. I thought it was spelled differently in the other article. Cheesebro? Okay. Yeah, it was spelled different in the other article. Maybe they had a typo. The other one just had C-H-E-S-B-R-O, Chesebro. But this one has C-H-E-S-E-B-R-O. So that would be Cheesebro? I don't know. All right. The rapid succession. I've heard his name mentioned a million times on the news. I should know it. But the fact that it's spelled two different ways threw me off a little bit. All right. The rapid succession of guilty pleas not only marks a big blow to Trump, but also to the right-wing media apparatus that championed and disseminated his election lies to the masses. In the aftermath of the 2020 election, both Ellis and Powell toured across mega media, becoming heroes to Trump fans as they sowed doubt about legitimacy of the election. Now they're confessing to the public that they were wrong all along. In a tearful statement read aloud in court on Tuesday, Ellis admitted that she failed to actually understand the facts of the 2020 election, and she looked back on her actions contesting the results with deep remorse. I quote, "If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in the post-election challenges," Ellis said, shedding tears. If only such a damning admission received more coverage in the media spaces which she had spread her corrosive lies. Matt Gaetz of the progressive watchdog Media Matters pointed out that Ellis' plea deal received a mere 3 minutes of coverage on Fox News through 3 p.m. Tuesday. Fox News, which repeatedly hosted Ellis in the wake of the 2020 election, suddenly became disinterested in the former Trump lawyer. Yeah, they gave it 3 minutes. And those Christians who will just like, I'm not going to watch any other news media but conservative news media because I want truth. You're getting lied. You're getting played. You're being manipulated. So those people are still going to be walking around thinking Jenna Ellis told them and showed them that it was all a lie. And guess what? Now Fox News is like, Jenna Ellis who? Do you know Jenna Ellis? I don't know Jenna Ellis. Hey, go back and delete the archives. Get rid of all the video because we have another lawsuit from Smartmatic against us. We don't want to have to pay another $750 million. The result is that a good portion of the channel's audience, made up of legions of viewers who willfully seclude themselves in right-wing media safe spaces, will likely miss the consequential consequential news. They will instead only remember the lies that she helped push into the GOP's collective consciousness, and that is a shame. Now, when I read that, that's why I decided to turn on the microphone. Because I'm a theology podcast. So most people listen are going to claim to be Christians. And it's the Christian audience who bought into so much of these lies because they've been so politically compromised. So much Christian nationalism is spreading through the veins of evangelicalism that someone has to step up and go, you were lied to. You were played. You bought into lies and you spread those lies. You bore false witness. You need to acknowledge that. Turn from that. Change your mind about those lies and maybe consider how politics is being detrimental to your profession of faith. And then just move forward. I'm not calling for people to be destroyed or anything like that. I think Jenna Ellis, and I'm afraid to, I don't know when her last episode was. I'm afraid to look. me see here. I'm afraid to look here. Let me open it up in... Okay, Wednesday, October the 25th. So yesterday, she did a program on Halloween, The Christian Dilemma. She did on October the 24th, Why Does Preserving Sound Doctrine in the Church Matter to Politics? Okay, so she's still talking politics. Now, I don't know if she... Is she going to do an episode where she's like, I lied! I was deceived! And I'm sorry! Or is she just going to never say another word? I don't know. But, I mean, let's worry about Halloween. See, that's so much the evangelical. Halloween is a danger. It's satanic. Your kids will become Satanists if they go get candy at a door. They're engaging in paganism. Now, who cares if we're so politically hijacked and we spread lies, misinformation, bear false witness, and we're more in love with Trump than we are with Jesus? Who cares about that? Oh, but Halloween, the great evil. Back to the article. Yeah, you can tell that this stuff drives me crazy. Nevertheless, Trump's allies are learning that the fact-free alternative universe of right-wing media, where they shot to stardom, stands in stark contrast to the facts-only world of the legal system. Oh, that is so true. I saw this in Alex Jones' case. When he had to give his statements before the court, right? He made all the claims about Sandy Hook, and he's always on the radio making all of these claims. But when he had to go before the court, and he had to give statements, well, guess what? He wasn't, I've got proof, and this. No, all of a sudden it was like, well, no, not so much. Well, yeah. See, when you're on right-wing media, you can just say whatever you want. You got no one to fact-check you. But when you get into the fact world of the court system, it's amazing how all of a sudden they're like, I don't really have a defense. Nobody should be taking us serious. Never mind. I'll plead guilty. What, can you make a deal for me? Wait a minute. You supposedly got the facts. You supposedly got the truth. You supposedly... Come on. No. All of a sudden it falls apart. Now I know someone's going to say, liberal media does the same thing. We're talking about that which has greatest influence within the church. Liberal media doesn't have the greatest influence of those in the church. It's conservative media. And people are listening to conservative media, immediately assuming they're being told the truth and they're being lied and manipulated to. Fox News paid a historic $787 million. I always say $750 million. So, all right, $787 million settlement to Dominion Voting Systems earlier this year for airing and repeating some of the same conservative lies that are now prompting guilty pleas in a Fulton County courtroom. Despite talking a big game about their legal prospects out of court, Fox's attorney struggled to make their case before a judge, and Rupert ultimately moved to settle the blockbuster defamation lawsuit at the 11th hour to avoid an embarrassing and potentially even more costly trial. As it settled the case, the right-wing network said in public statement that it acknowledges the court's ruling's finding that certain claims about Dominion to be false, effectively admitting that it broadcasted blatantly untrue assertions about the election. Alas, in the post-fact world, where lies and outlandish conspiracy theories are tossed around in media echo chambers, the courts have become the one final institution where misleading claims finally meet the truth. That is the most embarrassing statement that any Christian should ever read. In a post-fact world, where lies and outlandish conspiracy theories are tossed around in media echo chambers, the courts have become the one final institution where misleading claims finally meet the truth. No, there should be another institution. It should be the Church of Jesus Christ. We should be an institution going, no. Those conspiracy theories and lies have no place in the life of a believer, no place on Christian media, and definitely not from behind the pulpit. But I've seen pulpit after pulpit share conspiracy theories and lies and right-wing media talking points. which demonstrates something that I'm about to tick off everyone. I am sick and tired of Christians walking around acting like, oh, Christians, we have greater insight into truth. And we have a greater discernment because we have the Holy Spirit. And he can't give me a break. Christians are misled and deceived just like any other group of people. We have no corner on the truth. We have no corner on facts. And we definitely have no corner on discernment. I have chronicled basically my entire broadcasting career. Christian podcasts, Christian radio programs, sermons where complete, total fabricated lies are being promoted from the pulpit. Lies, conspiracy theories. I've heard everything that, oh, there's a female atheist trying to take Christian television off the air. Come to find out the whole thing's a hoax because the female atheist that they were accrediting it to was dead. I could go on and on and on and on. Ooh, the flu vaccine has a microchip that you're going to take a mark of the beast. And then when 5G is turned on, it's going to take away your free will and you're going to submit to the Antichrist. I could just go on and on and on and on and on and on and on. Oh, the election was stolen and on and on and on and on and on and on and on. It seems like if there's a lie, Christians not only want to believe it, we want to share it. Well, when the world is like, hey, the only institution we know that stands between us and all the lies in a post-fact world, it's the court system. Wait a minute, I want to raise my hand. Go, no, 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 it's called the church. We don't bear false witness. We put away lies. We speak the truth. We're going to verify, 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 verify. And when, as a pastor, if I see my people spreading lies on social media, I'm going to get in their face and say, stop that. But no, 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 no. Pastors, no, they can't do that because they'll lose the people because the people want their Fox News. They want their lies. They want their misrepresentations. And they never apologize. I got no problem with people who make mistakes and mess up, but willing to come back and go, I messed up, because we all do. I could stand before a court and confess all kinds of things. We all messed up. We're not perfect. We're sinners. My problem is when you just won't admit it, admit how wrong you were, admit how politically hijacked you've become. That's where my problem is. Not that people make a mistake. I got no problem that Jenna Ellis made a mistake. Because she's a human being. What I'm looking for is her to turn on her microphone and say, ladies and gentlemen, how did I get from a conservative Christian woman who loves Jesus to someone promoting complete fabricated lies that was detrimental to the country and to my profession as a Christian? I just want to know how you got there. You may not have a good explanation. I think part of it is you got politically hijacked. That to me is the story. I don't want her taken off the air. I don't want her removed from the air. I have no problem. She's a convicted felon. Okay, I don't care. Christian radio can have whoever they want. I'm not going to call for boycotts. No, I want her to be on the air. I just want her to explain what happened. Maybe she will. Maybe she will. I'm hoping she will. I'm hoping she will, because we all need to learn from it. I need to learn from it. I need to learn how I can avoid being manipulated and buying into lies. On Tuesday, Ellis ran straight into the wall, marking yet another Trump ally who succumbed to the rigid nature of the law. The question is, how long can Trump himself outrun the truth? Well, Trump can outrun the truth because his followers, his supporters, don't care about the truth. And many of them claim to be Christians. Sidney Powell, I was told on Christian radio, woman of integrity, a woman of truth. She's got the facts. The election was stolen and it's going to be overturned for Trump. I was told Jenna Ellis, you can trust her. She's a Christian. And the election was stolen. And it's going to be over. Every time Christian radio tells me something, I've learned not to believe anything they say. Because instead of using their microphones for a place to try to point people to truth, facts, reason, wisdom, they used it to promote Republican talking points. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Whenever you wake up one day and you look into your Christian life and you're like, Why do I sound more like Fox News, Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Glenn Beck, Mark Levin, Michael Savage? I don't always forget the people who replaced Rush Limbaugh. Buck Saxton or whatever their names are. There's two of them, Travis and Buck, whatever their names are. When you start sound, that's how you sound, but you don't sound like Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John, or Paul, or Jesus. They say that should concern you. Now, I've got my own issues in my Christian life. So I'm not here saying, hey, I've got it all figured out. No, I struggle with myself. The thing is, we all have to acknowledge where we struggle, admit it, and then we have to do what we can to press forward and move in a different direction. I just don't feel many of the Christians who are like, Trump, the election was stolen, conspiracy, sounding like QAnon, Christian nationalism. I don't think any of them ever really wake up and go, I was wrong. Now, maybe Jenna Ellis will. Because she at least sounded broken, humbled, and saddened when she gave her statement in court. And I will end this episode of the News and Focus podcast, the Theology Central podcast. Whoa, that was a flashback. Okay, that was a flashback. I'm going to end this episode of the Theology Central podcast where we've spent some time focusing on some very important news as it relates to the church and Christianity. But I'm going to end this by playing Jenna Ellis standing up in court, holding a piece of paper, reading a statement after she had pled guilty for a plea deal. Now, she will have to testify against Trump. Sidney Powell will. Chesbro, however you say his name, he will. The different people are falling. They're acknowledging guilt because they don't want to go to jail. Hopefully, they will testify honestly and truthfully. And hopefully, a lot of people say, well, what do you hope happens to Trump? I don't really care what happens to Trump. I want justice to be done. But what I care is what's going to happen to the church. When is the church going to wake up and go, man, how did we get so far from Jesus? How come we're no longer seen as an institution that cares about truth? We're just as much of the post-fact, post-truth culture as the culture itself. But here's Jenna Ellis in court. The volume is not great. It's the best audio I have. Here it is, Jenna Ellis reading her statement. Thank you for listening to the Theology Central podcast as we spend a few moments focusing on news that's very much relevant to the church and Christianity. Let's listen to Jenna Ellis in court.
As an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously, and I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability. I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information, especially since my role involved speaking to the media and to legislators in various states. What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to make sure that the facts the other lawyers alleged to be true were in fact true. In the frenetic pace of attempting to raise challenges to the election in several states, including Georgia, I failed to do my due diligence. I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse. For those failures of mine, Your Honor, I have taken responsibility already before the Colorado Bar who censured me, and I now take responsibility before this court and apologize to the people of Georgia. Thank you.